Judy Jashinsky says artists work to their spaces. If they have a big space, they can think big. Her first residency was at a space that was 850 square feet.
I had beautiful white walls and also where I was undisturbed by anything. And I found myself doing giant paintings.
From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanchura. Pines of Arcadia, that's the name of a new artist residency and studio near Manistee. The studio is built into a sand dune and surrounded by pine trees. Judy Jashinsky owns Pines of Arcadia and came up with the idea to start an artist residency here.
30 by 40 is the footprint of the building. Okay. And the highest point of the ceiling is 27. And then it slopes down to the back, and it's kind of in the dune.
The studio is full of windows. A lot of natural light shines inside. There's a main working area on the ground floor and a balcony overlooking it. There's a lot of open wall space to work on, too. Judy says it's important for an artist to have a spacious studio. That's why she started a nonprofit to fund the residency program.
You work to a space that you kind of imagine in your mind, and then when you get a chance to work in a place like that, you can even go back to a smaller place, and you can still have the memory of what that would be and where you wanted your work to eventually be.
Judy says artists can come up with bigger ideas when they're in a larger space simply because it can happen. They aren't confined by their surroundings.
And it doesn't necessarily mean that it's big art in the sense that it's a painting that's 10 feet long and 5 feet high. It can mean that they can do smaller things that add up to something big. You know, it's not necessarily the size of the piece, but it's like the overall feeling of what the project is.
Residencies here will last anywhere from about a week to a month, and the expenses of creating the art will be covered by Judy and her nonprofit. And she's targeting artists living in Great Lakes states.
I thought that there was something more vibrant about what was happening in the Midwest, and that coastal artists don't need help. It's there, more there. There are most of the large artist colonies and stuff are on the East Coast.
Judy Jashinsky says, in a way, artists are foretellers. They lead our culture. And she just wants to give them a chance to work in a place other than their basement or garage.
I want them to be able to be in a place where they don't have to worry about getting up early for the job or taking care of the kids or, you know, whatever. That then it can be a sacred space for them, and they can experience what I experienced at other times in my life. I'm trying to recreate something that was really important to me.
The Pines of Arcadia will have an opening exhibition and reception Wednesday, January 10th, starting at 6 p.m., Also, you're hearing musician Jake Allen right now. He'll be performing during the opening reception. Jake spent the last year touring with The Accidentals and is due to release a new album early this year. You can find more information about the opening reception at our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura. Thanks for tuning in.